Welcome to Tim Bray's ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on the 22nd of May, 2021, and is entitled LP Victory. Some readers may remember a February 2019, that's a link, blog post, describing how I inherited 900 or so used LPs, mostly classical. As of this week, I have listened to all of them, or rejected them out of hand, and kept 220 or so, counting methods were imperfect. Herewith, lessons and reconfigurations. Also, there's a companion piece on the 16 albums I especially liked. The Ritual. First of all, I just want to say how much I've enjoyed this. It was a late evening thing, usually the kids away from the big room, so just Lauren and me, or sometimes just me. The pleasure comes in quanta of a 20-minute LP side. I'll miss it. So as I sat down to write this, I grabbed randomly into the middle of the serried ranks of records and came up with Fela Kuti's Ruffaroro Fight. No recollection when or where I came by this, but it's good. LPs, really? Yes, really. I do not argue that vinyl is somehow better in some absolute way than digital, nor do I believe that what pleases me is euphonious distortion. If you care about these issues, I wrote a linked principled defense of my analog habit. How many? It occurred to me that I should probably say how many records I now have. So I started counting, but found it wearying. So I asked Google, how many LPs per foot? And the answer seems to be 70-ish. If that's true, I have about 600, a number most real collectors would scoff at, but on average, they're really pretty good. Why 600-plus discards? Well, because they were scratched, or had lousy sound that wasn't redeemed by great music, or because the music was objectively bad, for example, operetta or Ferranti and Teicher, or several albums featuring the stylings of the house band at some resort in Bermuda, or I just didn't like it. An example of the latter would be Anything by Bartok. People I respect like him, but I just don't get it. On the other hand, I started this project convinced that I hated everything by Debussy, but I ended up keeping a few. And as a Canadian and Bach lover, I'm less a Glenn Gould fan, but the guy who passed on this collection to me had more Glenn Gould than any human should reasonably be asked to enjoy. Too classical? It would be reasonable to wonder if all this music by dead white Euros is, well, a suspect use of listening time. To which I answer, in 2345, the music from 2021 that's still being listened to will probably be the really, really good stuff. And I know for a fact it'll be less white and male. I'll be honest, my soul has shrunk in the absence of loud electric guitar noise, which these days I enjoy only alone in my car. But it's not like being in the room. I suspect that on my first post-COVID rock and roll excursion, I'll cry like a baby. But on the menu today, it's classical. Too old? When I look at my 16 classics, that's the other blog piece, the music isn't just classical, it's pretty old stuff. Nothing from Stravinsky, any of his contemporaries, or anything later, with the exception of Mantovani's awesome, easy-listening offering, not exactly groundbreaking stuff. I plead guilty and defer to the taste of the gentleman whose records I inherited. Having said that, I kept a couple of Schönbergs and Webern's that I expected to hate, but didn't. Should write about that stuff. Discogs. I had the feeling that I should track which records I was keeping, so as a matter of principle, I recorded them all at discogs.com, so now you can visit my collection, that's a link, currently composed almost entirely of the 2 or through 900 output. I sort of hate Discogs because the time I used it to try to buy music, that's a link, was such a disaster. But the database is by any sane measure a treasure, and they let me use it for my personal collection management purposes for no money, so what's not to like? New record player. Long-time readers will know that for many years I rejoiced in the sounds produced by my Simon York Series 9. That's a link that, you know, you might want to follow. It's got some lovely pictures. But it failed under pressure. Its construction, while marvelous, offers no protection from toddlers or kittens or clumsiness, and also it's very difficult to get a new cartridge mounted correctly. I'd bought and rejoiced in the sound of the hand-built Dynavector DV20X2 cartridge and managed to get it perfectly in place and sounding wonderful when household circumstances destroyed it. So, consumed by anger, I put the Simon York in a box and bought a nice Rega Planer 6, that's another link, with cool pictures, and stayed with the Dynavector cartridge. I should probably write more about this choice, but for now, suffice it to say that the Rega has a substantial plastic lid that folds down and protects the delicate parts from family mischief. On top of which, it sounds excellent. Sometimes I feel like I've lost a fractional point of quality at the margin compared to the Simon York, but I can live with it. Except for, I should sell the Simon York to someone who'd appreciate it. It's a nice little hobby. Vinyl has become one. There's record store culture, and there's record player culture, and there's a lot of good music out there. you can do it at a reasonable price, which is a link to an article about doing it at a reasonable price. Sure, Spotify or YouTube will eventually stream everything, but there's something to be said for going out and hunting your own music. And there's a lot to be said for sitting down in a quiet room and listening carefully. That's all, folks.